Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Did you just start?
Yeah. What you won't have heard on the podcast there is that I literally, midway through Helen's sentence Helen was saying, I just pressed the button, but I've removed Helen at the start. So
it just sounds... a whole bit planned this week where I was going to go twit to woo, and how's it going?
Oh, did I mess that up? Sorry.
You messed it up. It's all right. You live and learn.
That's fine. I can do it again if you want.
Nah, I'll do it next week.
Do it next week. Yeah. Great. They're like the element of surprise with a week's notice.
Tom won't know. It'll be new for Tom.
Yes, it will actually. Is he back next week then?
So how many weeks were we originally having off that went?
Three, I believe.
Oh, so no, he won't be back next week, will he?
Or was next week when we said we'd do Fun Time Friday and he could just sort of phone it in, as it were?
Oh, well, maybe.
Maybe that was it. We were just talking, weren't we, before we came on air about... Tom's been suspiciously quiet. We've been still doing
ghosting.
The WhatsApp agenda, but just on the group, and Tom's not said a single thing all week.
He's ghosting us. I think he's worried that we're going to force him into doing an episode when we gave him a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. He's keeping a sort of plausible deniability at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know whether we're dobbing him in it to say that he has sort of... He's washed his hands of us all.
Well, he did say he was going on holiday, to be fair. So
yeah, no,
let's give him the benefit of the holiday, the holiday out.
The holiday out. The benefit of the holiday out.
Exactly. And then if he continues to ghost us in 2 weeks' time, then we know something's awry, don't we?
Then I really do think his dog is dead.
God, why have you always brought him back to the dead dog?
One day I'm going to guess that it's that, and it will be that.
Oh, but that'll be so bleak. The sense of triumph you'll feel for getting it right will hopefully be overshadowed by the sense of sadness that you feel because Tom's dog will be dead.
Ken
Dodd will be dead.
Ken Dodd will be dead again. Oh, I do miss Ken Dodd.
Stop guessing that Ken Dodd's going to die.
One day I'll be right.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not do a sweepstake. Actually, I was going to say let's not do a sweepstake.
Ken Dodd did die, didn't he?
Yeah, Ken Dodd's well dead.
Okay.
Isn't he?
Oh, phew! I suddenly thought, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Google says he's dead.
When did he die? 2018, March 2018.
Oh, not that long ago.
Not as long as you think, I know.
It was Ken Dodd that died on stage, wasn't it? Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm getting confused with that other one. You know the one. You know the one in the little hat? The little.
Carry on.
You know the one in the fuzzy hat?
Yeah, the fez.
Fezzy hat.
Fez, not fuzzy. Oh. Go on, keep going. You'll get there in the end.
Oh, for God's sake, don't tell me. Okay.
Okay.
He has a fuzz hat and he says...
Fez
hat and he says, hey, not like that, like that.
Any either of his names?
Alan Bennett.
I'm afraid to say, dear listener, that Helen has killed Alan Bennett off now.
Oh, I do know it. I do know it. It's like Graham Norton or it's like a name...
It's neither Alan Bennett nor Graham Norton.
But it's like doobie doobie, isn't it?
It's two lots of two syllables, correct?
Yeah, doobie doobie.
Doobie doobie.
Can you give me the first letter of the first name?
T.
Tommy Cooper.
There you go. I literally
not like that, like that.
I literally heard your brain work that out. You're like, Tommy Cooper.
Oh, well, he's dead anyway. He died on stage.
Yeah, I mean, in the 80s, right?
Yeah, and he's different to Ken Dodd.
Yes, but Ken Dodd is also dead. Join us next week for more Who's Dead on Cabin Fever.
It's a great feature.
It is a great feature, yeah.
Liza Minnelli.
Not dead.
Oh, no, she's not dead. No, she's not. I'm getting her confused with Carrie Fisher.
How does the filing system in for the celebrities in your brain work?
It's a big mess, I've got to be honest. Liza big bin Minnelli. Bag.
Liza Minnelli and Carrie Fisher. That's a good one.
They're kind of similar.
Go on.
They're both sort of, I don't know what the word is, sort of...
Women?
Women, yeah. They've got that vibe, they don't they? They're sort of they're a bit of sultry.
Okay.
Funny.
Yeah. There is actually one thing that connects Carrie Fisher and Liza Minnelli. Well, there's probably many things, but there's one.
David Guest.
No.
They both marry David Guest?
No.
One thing. They both...
Well, not one thing, but there's one thing they very much have in common that's fairly unusual, I'd say.
Okay. Is it food related?
No. You were on the right lines with sort of family related.
They both have a parent
who is
in
Yellow Brick Road. You've gone too far. But they've both got famous parents, yeah.
They both got famous parents. Yeah. Ding 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 ding.
That is good to be fair, isn't it?
Good fact.
Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher's mum, and Judy Garland is Liza. Famous mums.
Famous mums.
Actually, Carrie Fisher's dad, Eddie Fisher, was an American singer and actor as well. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
In the first half of the 50s.
Wow. Good for them.
God, they all like, yes. Yeah, it's a small closed circle, isn't it, Hollywood?
Dynasties.
Dynasties. So there you go. Well, I tell you what, we've really wingle-wangled on, haven't we, there?
We have.
Off
so
topic.
Anyway, Tuwhitu, and how's it going?
Oh, Tuwhitu, it's going all right.
How's your freedom?
Okay, yeah, freedom. So, well, at the risk of... there'll be some of these on the WhatsApp agenda later, but that's fine. I can talk about it as more general chit-chat.
For anyone that missed last week's episode, Dave was isolating because you had coronavirus, and now you're free.
Free, absolutely free. Here are my coronavirus facts for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had it for 2 days.
Mm.
And that was it. And then I started testing positive after 6 days. Negative, sorry, the good one.
Good. But it's positive news that you've got a negative
exactly,
test.
Exactly. The vibe was positive. The test was negative.
Yeah.
5 days, actually. But then I had to still isolate for 5 days. That was the sort of hardest bit because to all intents and purposes, I was like, I'm better, aren't I? But I understand that it can still blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Transmit. But here's the other good fact. For those of you that have been double jabbed, I think, did I say this on the podcast last week? I can't remember.
You did.
No, fucking hell. All right. Well, there you go. What am I going to say?
But you're going to say you've not infected anybody that you saw.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said it in a sort of, you did, like, you know, but actually I've been telling everybody Dave Cribb hasn't infected anybody with COVID.
I'm glad you say with COVID after, because that's a very... the sort of sentence I don't want you going around just shouting from the rooftops out of context.
I'm saying he hasn't. Good news.
Yeah, good news. He hasn't infected anyone.
Despite all of his many, many gonorrheas.
Gonorrheas?
Plural.
Many gonorrheas. Well, at least we've got a title for the episode this week. Thank you for that. Yes, I've not infected anyone, and I appear to be fully better, touch wood,
touching my head.
So there you go, and I escaped to London town, I went to Norfolk, I went to the beach.
That's lovely.
Saw a seal.
Did you take doggy?
No, I didn't actually, the dog was with Rachel's mum. Confusingly. So I went to Latitude as well, the Latitude Festival.
You didn't.
On Saturday. Yeah, because I was there supposedly working, although I did very little work. But both Rachel and I were both supposed to be working at Latitude, so we'd already pre-arranged the dog to be at Rachel's mum's for the weekend.
That makes sense.
So dog's already in Oxford, so.
Did you see Tom Price at Latitude?
No, because Tom Price performed at Latitude the day before I was allowed out of the house.
I see. Gosh.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to be doing his podcast with him. He'd sort of hired me as a sort of Richard Osman type sort of sidekick.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, and I couldn't do it, which I was absolutely livid about, really, because he had a big full tent.
Did he?
Yeah, I did it on Thursday night. This is going to sound like I'm doing him down, but this is his story to tell. And if he were here, he could tell it in bloody self. But on Thursday night, there's nothing really on Latitude, you know? It all starts probably on Friday. So they have a couple of bits dotted around. But yeah, so he had a packed out podcast tent.
Good for his
toast town. I noticed the Cabin Fever's never been booked at a festival, but...
No. Next year we'll be at Latitude.
Can you imagine this podcast at Latitude? What an absolute underwhelming experience, even for the people that like it.
But we'd be in one of those tents, you know, at 4 a.m. that people come in when they just want a nap.
Yeah.
And we could provide that service.
Hear us wanging on about our weeks, which would be mostly spent at Latitude Festival. So it's so insular.
I think we should do it.
Okay, we'll do Latitude next year, shall we?
Yeah.
Done. In the diary. I mean, is that up to us? I feel like there is a system. Then I don't think anyone just decides to do Latitude, right?
I think Tom knows a guy. Well, you know a guy.
Yeah,
actually, you were there.
Actually, very sexist of you. I know the woman that books Latitude.
The woman whose name is Guy.
Good save.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just message Guy and we'll say, hey, babes, book us at Latitude next year. See you there.
Okay. We'll message Guy. Sold. Done.
Sold. Tick.
So yes, to sum up, isolation has been ended. What's a weird sentence? But yes, I've enjoyed my freedom. Thank you. Nice to see the air. Nice to see the outside. And actually, more news, Cabin Fever related. Today, I took delivery of my bike.
Tom's not here to take this on to talk to you about because I am not interested.
No, it is interesting in the sense that my bike's been broken for about a month and just haven't got around to getting it fixed. But then, and this is classic Lazy Dave Crib, I discovered a place that will literally pick it up from your house, fix it, and then drop it back.
Wow.
And I didn't even have to talk to anyone, booked it on an app. That's the dream.
God, you're living in the future.
So I hadn't bothered to get it fixed just because it's a faff to take it to the bike shop. Also, one of the wheels had stopped turning, so to get it to the bike shop would have been an almighty kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I actually changed a bike wheel this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Could have changed mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if you wanted a free service...
Yeah, I did. I paid loads of money. Well, this is the other problem with the bike is... Frank Money chats on this podcast as always. My bike cost £300 about 3 years ago.
That's not bad.
Very good. I like it a lot. And I paid £150 for the repairs.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's a bit like me with my very cheap car. It actually is very expensive to have a very cheap thing, isn't it?
Because right.
You pay more for that. I had to buy a whole new engine that costs like £900.
If you will buy a car without an engine, that'll be the lesson you quickly learn, I'd say.
It is. But you've got a fixed bike now because I was going to ask you if you're still doing Route 76 or whatever it's called.
Exactly, that's the exact one. Everyone listening will know that's the exact correct route. No, I haven't. That's what I mean. I haven't been doing it. So having cycled literally every day for the first half of 2021, I've barely cycled since June. In July, I've barely cycled at all. So we'll call that my fallow month, shall we?
Yes.
Because August starts this week and then I can get cracking back on it, eh?
Oh, lovely. Perfect.
So that's good news.
And so then are you going to cycle August, September, October, November, December?
Yeah, well, shall I see how far along Route 66 I am based on just going on walks? That'd be interesting, won't it?
Also, I still need to get to John O'Groats, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, where are you on it?
Can we actually do a proper update where I am next week? Because my phone doesn't automatically update my steps.
Okay.
And I need to put it in. And I've not put it in for, I'd say, maybe 3 months.
Okie
dokie. So it's going to take, I reckon, about 3 days of me just sitting on my phone, adding up the steps, pulling it across. It's a big admin job, so I'll let you know next week.
That's fine. Absolutely fine. I can tell you,
incredibly,
I'm 15% of the way through Route 66.
Wow! Clicks for you!
So I've just passed St. Louis.
Where's that then? On the map.
So, do you know where Chicago is?
Yeah.
So it's sort of... Imagine Chicago is midday. St. Louis is sort of 8 p.m., 7 p.m.
Oh.
It's down.
Diagonal down. I might just look on a map.
That would be much easier, I'd say, certainly. I'm certainly not loads through, but, well, here's the funny thing about doing it when you don't do it in a group that you create yourself, right? So we could see each other on the map. I'm just doing this with the general public. So I'm tell you for free that I'm 9 kilometres ahead of Barbara Heron.
Barbara, but she is a bit slow, isn't she, Barbara?
Yeah, and Laura Kusimi is, she's absolutely spanking me. She's well ahead, as is Darla Petroni. God, I need to catch up with those guys. But I imagine they're on some sort of bike and I'm just walking like an idiot.
Yeah, just think how you're going to overtake Darla as soon as your bike... Well, from tomorrow. Can you cycle from tomorrow?
Pete Plowman is 50k behind me, the absolute mug.
Oh, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Petey, come on, Petey boy.
St. Louis, that looks lovely.
On the map, or are you actually looking...
Gateway Arch?
Are you looking at the map and saying it looks lovely, or are you looking at actual pictures of it?
I've gone to a, what's it called, Street View.
Oh, lovely, yeah, yeah. I've never been to St. Louis, actually.
I'm sort of on a big, what I would call a cross junction.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's like a lot of roads, actually, where I am. Big petrol station.
Great. A gas station.
Gas station.
Gas station. Oh, yeah, I see the arch. That's a nice arch, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Oh, I've just gone past a FedEx van. They have FedEx in America.
I'm going to play the adverts while Helen has a walk around St. Louis, guys.
But I have some news. Oh, I'll tell you after the ads.
Yeah, please do.
Suspense.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your news?
So you know how you've just come out of lockdown?
Yeah.
What's it called? Isolation.
Isolation.
So I'm not in isolation, but you know I'm doing this show at the moment. Who cares? One of our cast is a close contact of somebody who's got COVID, which is why I said to you, I can only do before 10 a.m. or after 6 p.m. to record this podcast because I am now playing the part of Connor.
Oh my God, are you in the play?
Yeah, so I'm now in the play.
Oh my days.
And,
when does the play start?
Friday.
Oh my shitting God. When did you have to start learning the lines?
Last night.
Oh my fucking geez.
I know them all though.
Oh right.
Honestly.
So, oh, you wrote them, I guess.
Well, sort of. I didn't know them, but then last night I did a big cram and it reminded me of how... The British education system is good for teaching how to sort of wing it because I learned them very quickly and then we rehearse today and then we'll rehearse tomorrow and then we'll drive up to Newcastle and then we'll do the show.
Great.
So if anyone is Newcastle way and wants to come and see me forget all my words live on stage.
Oh, please do. If you're near Newcastle, so give me the venues. Are you going to do them all now or are you just doing them until...
I'm just doing Newcastle because then Luke will be out of isolation by the time we're in Keswick. So if you Google ETT, as in E for English, T for touring, T for theatre.
What's the ETT stand for?
English Touring Theatre.
Oh, sure.
Trailer, T for trailer, R for railer, A for ailer, I for isla. L for le, E for er, and R for er. Story, S for story, T for Tory boo, O for Ori, R for re, and Y for ye. Then if you just Google that, then it will tell you what's going on.
What was the website again?
ETT.
Yeah.
Trailer story.
Can you just spell that for me?
E for English, T for touring, T for theatre. Yeah. You don't want me to do trailer story again, do you?
I kind of do.
T for trailer, R for railer, A for ailer, I for isla, L for leru, E for O and R for O. Story, S for story, T for Tory, boo. O for Ori, R for re, and Y for E.
If we ever want to enter our podcast for any awards, I'm just going to clip that bit out and send it off to them. That is some of the best content we've ever done. Oh, my days.
Anyway, now you know. So just Google that and it will tell you.
The absolute worst thing about that entire thing is that I can't really remember the website because I wasn't really listening to it.
Yes, you can. Come on.
I know. It's ET Trailer Story. ETT? ETT. ETT Trailer Story. So hang on. Right. So you're going to be in Newcastle starting which day?
Friday.
So today, when this comes out?
Today. So get on down.
Till when? How many days?
I think it's just Friday and Saturday, the shows. Okay. I'm just actually on the website having a little look. Yes. Friday and Saturday, 6:30 p.m. And there I'll be in my school uniform.
If anybody does want to... I feel like you've made that sound like a very different show.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. Why did I say it? Why did it?
The way you said it, the way you... Yeah. Would you like to just explain what the show is again? Just so you don't get the wrong sort of listeners down?
No, because then I think the context of me now explaining it's a play about young carers when I've made it sound like it's a play about something else.
Yeah, okay, fine.
It's a play set in a school, but not in a... just in a normal way.
great. So if you do go, though, if you are Newcastle way or Newcastle bound today or tomorrow, and you do go to the play, we would like to hear from you on next week's podcast.
And come say hi. I'll
do
be
come
there.
Say hi. Yes. What would they say as like a code word, like an opening gambit?
Twit to woo and how's it going?
Twit to woo and how's it going? Great. That's how you should open the conversation. Oh, that'd be so wonderful if you did get somebody from the Cabin Fever
so
crowd.
Nice. That would make my day.
Well, good luck with the play, mate.
Thanks so much.
A lot
Thank
going on
you.
There, isn't there?
Yes. All happening. But it's what we're all going through at the moment, isn't it? The United Kingdom.
Yes, exactly.
Shall we do the What's Up agenda?
What's Up agenda? Yeah. Cards on the table, guys. We started doing this early today, didn't we, really?
We did.
Oh, no, you put a second jab on.
I got my second jab.
Correct. Well done. No, not correct. Congratulations is what I meant. How was it? What team are you?
Pfizer.
Team Pfizer. How
I didn't
did it make
get
you feel?
Any side effects at all, apart from I was absolutely freezing cold, which is what I got with my first jab as well. And do you remember how hot it was last week when it was like, and I was just shivering and freezing. But apart from that, all fine.
Great. So you're fully immune to COVID now, so expect to contract it in 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, but not pass it on to anybody else.
Exactly, and hopefully have a nice, easy time with it.
And then you said table.
Oh, I've said such a table saga. So I'll try and condense it. Someone on our residents' Facebook group was selling a table and four chairs outside, an outdoor table, four chairs. £30, I thought, you know? Basically, okay. I've got like a little patio out the front, which I don't very use. That's not a sentence. Which I don't use very often. But and I don't put anything in it because it's like someone could just walk in the gate and take it, you know? It's not a secure space.
Yeah.
But I thought, £30, chuck a table and chairs up there. Worst case, gets nicked. It's not like, it'd be annoying. But it's not the end of the world. So I thought, I'll have it. Cut to today. No, it's all fine. Went to get it. And it turns out she lives like around the front. We're in a little square and she lives around the front. So I thought, I'm a genius. Right? She said, oh, it's quite heavy. So I thought, I'll drive round.
Yeah.
Really close. I'll drive round. Yeah. Lazy. So I made a big joke of it. I'm going to drive, even though it's literally a 1.5 minute walk. Drove round. Perfect. Pulled up. I saw the door. Got the table. Got the chairs. Absolutely fine. Brought them down in the lift. Thrilled. Table didn't fit in the car, did it?
No.
Absolute palaver. The legs were too sort of splayed and rigid.
Oh, God. Splayed and rigid. That's like the worst combination.
I know, right? There's a lot. So they just didn't fit in any which way. So after, honestly, I reckon 4 to 5 minutes of... There will be people watching me from their balconies, I'm sure, just putting sweepstakes on how many ways a man can fail to put a table in a car. I had to take the table back out and then go and drop it round the corner with the concierge And I basically walked in with a big table and said, this makes me sound very hoity-toity, I'm sorry, but like our building's got a concierge little thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, can I just leave this table here? Can you look after my table? While I drive the car back with the chairs in it, parked
oh,
up,
no.
went
back,
got the table from the concierge and had to carry it all the way. It wasn't too far, but oh
and
my
And then
God.
What did you do? What about the chairs?
They're still in the car, actually.
Oh, they're in the car.
Yeah, they got in the car. They were fine, folded down in the car.
Oh, okay.
But what an absolute palaver.
Oh, that's such a mess.
The real upshot is that I haven't had any dinner yet because that took my dinner allocated time.
And you know what time it is right now?
9 bloody p.m., mate. We're recording
it's
this late because of your COVIDing.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. We better rattle through this because you've got to eat.
Yeah, I've got to eat. I'm going to eat.
I'm sorry about the palaver. That's
fine. Tell me about your van.
So it's similar ilk, really. I actually messaged you about this because I thought this could be your good deed of the week.
Oh, the good deed Olympics. We haven't done any of that yet, have we?
We haven't done any of that. What a nightmare. So basically, for this show, I don't know if I've mentioned that I'm doing. Who cares? The set is 27. Who cares? The set is 27 lockers that are made out of MDF. Like, they're the heaviest thing you'll ever lift up. I cannot lift it on my own.
Right.
And we're rehearsing down some stairs in a basement. So we were just looking for some people to lift the lockers up out the stairs and into a van.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, long story short, we hired some men with some Ven. They then, for some reason, got cancelled. So then I ended up driving the van and me and Matt lifted the lockers.
Oh, mate.
And it was about 7 hours, I'd say, on Friday It was actually really funny because the way I parked my van was on a slight slope, and because I'm just so bad at visual, I mean, I'm bad at everything, but particularly at visual, imagining something that's about to happen and then foreseeing how it might go wrong and doing something to make it my life easier.
Yeah.
So I put all of the lockers in the side down. That means the doors all open onto my face I can't quite, I might have to do a video to explain.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Lockers are an absolute pain, aren't they?
Yeah. So anyway, then that's it really. Van drams. And it was going to be my good deed, but then I realised it's not really a good deed because it was me doing something for myself. So
you did text me saying, do you want to come and do your good deed today? Brackets helping me, didn't you? But I couldn't because I was on my way to Norfolk, sadly.
Oh, good for you, because I really think you would have just then worn out, right?
Yeah, by doing one good deed.
My next thing is pink, which I've already told you about.
Yep.
And
then
roof.
Car roof.
I bought a car box for my car.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Go on. Is that
tidal
it?
Board. Tidal board.
Tidal board? What? Oh, just... tidal board. I yawn. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the process of being bored if you don't tell me about the car roof box because you just sort of stopped.
Well, I just sort of don't really have any more information than I bought a car.
I think there should be some sort of filter system for what gets on the WhatsApp agenda of Honest Monks. It's not just literally a diary of what you've done this week.
I bought a car box, but it's arrived, but I haven't yet put it on my car, so I'll keep you updated.
Okay, that's fine. I'm excited by that.
I'm gonna
skip taxi. It's just a boring story about me feeling hungover in a taxi. It doesn't need to be told today. Tomato plant.
I've got a tomato plant.
A wash.
I need to do a clothes wash. I'm out of clothes.
God, there must be more to this story, otherwise.
Can I tell you about my tomato plant,
yeah,
actually?
Yeah, all right, go on, give me more.
So, somebody left some cuttings of their tomato plant on their wall. How nice is that? And they
Lovely.
Said, please take. So I took, and it was in this tiny little pot. It was just like one little shoot coming up. It was tiny. It's grown. I'm going to take a picture for you.
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my phone's too low on battery. Let me see if this works. It's grown. I've had to repot it. Is this the fourth pot? Here we go. It's coming through to you. It's a bit blurry.
I'm excited.
Coming through to you and Tom.
Oh, he'll enjoy that, won't he?
Can you see?
Oh my God, that's huge.
It's huge, but look how big the pot it's in is.
Oh, you've got to put a pot in a pot stand. You put a pot in a pot?
I put a pot in a pot stand, but look how little the pot stand is compared to the pot. It doesn't fit anymore.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, does it?
So I need a new pot stand, but for me, that's just a sign of how well my tomato plant is doing.
And how many tomatoes has it yielded?
So currently, are you yawning again?
I did not disguise it very well.
How many tomatoes?
It's 9 o'clock and I've not had dinner yet.
So there are currently zero tomatoes.
Good, great. Well, do keep us up to date with your tomato-based updates, yeah?
Yeah.
Flood. Also, it's not clear from the picture that you're taking a picture of the plant. It just looks like you're taking a picture of your bedroom.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's a bit weird.
It's my slippers and there's a little
context,
bit of...
Yeah. Your bed. You're like, what the fuck is going on here? Flood. Oh, well, I live in Stratford. Did you see the Stratford floods?
I did.
Oh, my God. So, literally, I feel very lucky and I feel it's genuinely awful, some of the flooding that's like really affected a lot of people around here. But I live, if you look at a map of where the floods extended to, it's the next street to mine.
No.
But I was away, as previously advertised, in Norfolk for the weekend. Mm. So I was just sitting there going, I can't do anything about this. Is it flooded? I don't know. And then I got back and I forgot to check whether it had flooded because I'd forgotten about the flood. And obviously there was no obvious damage. And then about an hour later, my friend was like, how's your flat, by the way? I was like, oh, shit, yeah. And I went downstairs. I was like, oh, it's fine. No floods. So it's not a great story, but my God, those floods were nuts.
Oh my goodness, those floods were nutty. I'm the other side of London, but we also had floods here and I was driving back from Birmingham and had to come a different route because all the roads were completely like swamps.
Yeah,
is
mad,
that the
wasn't
right
it?
Word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit of a thing, isn't it? This old climate change.
No, it's not good, is it? It's not boding well, guys.
No, it's coming for us. Well, Olympics.
Oh, I just love the Olympics. I don't think we've talked enough about the Olympics. Maybe next week we'll talk more about the Olympics because I feel like we've run out of time this week. But, are the Olympics great.
I am not at all interested.
Oh, you should watch them. You should. Go and watch some Olympics. That can be a good deed.
No.
Yeah. It'll make me happy.
I think Tom needs to come back and he can talk to you about the Olympics.
Why don't you? The Olympics is so life-affirming and joyous.
I just think everyone should be gold.
Okay, so you don't believe in competitive sport?
I don't like that people have to lose. It makes me so upset. Also, it's this whole thing about like be inspired, but I find it the opposite of inspiring because I go, well, no matter what I do, yeah. I will never, ever, ever be as good at diving as Tom Daly. No. So I'm not going to start because...
No, I agree with that. I do. I feel bitter more than inspired these days watching the Olympics. Yeah. At least when I was like 14, I was like, maybe one day, guys, I could be an Olympian. But even by then, I should have really thought to myself, Tom Daly's already at the Olympics, dickhead, at 14. Like, you're well behind. Yeah. But now I'm just like, yeah. I was having this conversation with my friend today, like, what is there an Olympic sport you could genuinely do and try and get good at? I guess something like archery. Do you know what I mean?
Darts, yeah.
No, not an Olympic sport, darts.
Oh, is it not?
No. I think archery or something that just involves you not being one of the best athletes in the world. Don't get me wrong, yeah. I'm a terrible shot, so I don't think I'd be very good at archery either, but at least feasibly I might be able to do that one day, you know?
You could learn. Is extreme ironing a thing, or have I made that up?
I'd say, I don't have the list of sports to hand, but I'd say that's unlikely to be on the Olympics.
What's the mopping one? You know, the one where
curling.
They do the... Curling.
Curling. That's the Winter
that's
Olympics.
The worst
though.
That's the word.
Winter Olympics. Different.
Is
no,
it?
Yeah, different Olympics.
Oh. Oh, I could do that.
Could you?
Yeah, I think a bit of curl. I could curl one out.
Oh, Helen. Hey. Helen.
Hey.
You want to see Helen curl one out in a school uniform?
For God's sake.
She's,
come on down.
She's in Newcastle Friday, Saturday. Hey, AOB.
What was your good deed?
Cabin FEA3709. Oh, cabin FEA3709. Oh, cabin FEA3709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
You know, I panic bought my friend a Nando's yesterday because I thought we needed to do a good deed. I wishn't have spent £15 on having chicken and chips.
Do you know what I actually did at Latitude was someone stopped me and asked me if I could sign a survey and ask some questions, and I said yes.
Oh,
even
come
though
on.
Normally I would, it's not a great deed, but I would normally probably not have done that, if I'm honest, because I don't like it when people stop me and ask me to do stuff. But it was about climate change for Oxfam, so you know, I felt like it's, you know. Just going to the House of Commons. So I was like, all right.
Okay.
And they seemed very grateful. So I gave myself half a mark for that. It's not a full one, but half
all
a
right.
mark.
We can both have half a mark this week and try to get a full mark by next week.
By just doing another half one or the proper one?
Proper one.
Proper one by next week. Okay, you can watch the Olympics.
Great Big Owl.
twit to woo and see you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.